General Electric shares opened sharply higher this morning on news that the company has removed CEO John Flannery. GE has struggled with a number of challenges, and according to sources, the board was frustrated by the slow pace of change under his leadership. Flannery's replacement is Larry Culp, a former CEO of the life sciences company Danaher. Joining us now is Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Her podcast is Better Off. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So, tough day for John Flannery, but gone after less than a year on the job. What's behind this?
You know, this is a company that was really trying to change direction. It came in with too much debt to the financial crisis, not enough growth. It recently got kicked out of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, and it's been quite a turnaround. This is a company that really was sort of the symbol of manufacturing, then became the symbol of, like, the great American conglomerate. And frankly, it's been shrinking since the financial crisis. And if you look at the performance just over the last year, the stock's down by almost 48% from a year ago. So was really going to be tough for Flannery to keep his job for much longer unless he showed significant results.
Which apparently he did not.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, this is a company that I should say that, you know, he had a tough job coming in, right? So they're going to sell off major units, healthcare, transportation, oil and gas. And this happened after the company downsizing spun out its financial arm, GE Capital. So I really think that it was tough, but clearly he wasn't going fast enough for the board of directors, even understanding the constraints that he came into the job facing.
So the new CEO is Larry Culp, who's been on GE's board for several months, although he is the first outsider ever to run GE. What else can you tell him about it?
Well, you know, he is the CEO of that conglomerate, which is a much smaller company than GE was. He served as the CEO from 2001 until early 2015. He was a very young CEO. He came into that job when he was 37. He is really into this concept called lean manufacturing. He's also seen as a pretty major league deal maker. In his tenure at the firm, the shareholder return was 465% compared with about 105% for the S&P 500 during the same time. I guess that maybe the board looks at Culp as perhaps someone who could really successfully navigate the downsizing of a conglomerate and the focus that is necessary to build business units where essentially you can make money. Really focusing those efforts is important.
GE also said it would take a goodwill charge as large as $23 billion for its struggling power division. What does that mean?
That's one of those great sayings on Wall Street that sounds like, oh, it's goodwill. Like, I've got goodwill. And what it really means is you've really cratered on that unit and you missed your profit and your cash targets. And by the way, this charge is essentially saying we goofed. We are losing more money in this. This is probably associated to the 2015 acquisition of the power business of Francis Alstom, which was a lot of people thought this was going to build up GE's power business, you know, get back to its roots. But obviously this has backfired. Global demand for power generation declined. And, you know, that's a $23 billion error that's hardly goodwill in my book, but that's what they call it in accounting.
It's Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Jill, is GE going to get back into the Dow, you think?
I don't think so. That's my big guess for that.
Thank you.
Take care.